Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris on IOTM Worldwide Radio, and this is Around the ATL. A little bit late, a little bit worse for wear, but we are on the air nevertheless. 646-652-4479. I have a combination of a lot of things going on tonight where we're coming on almost 30 minutes late. This is terrible, right? But the show must go on, and despite being late, I decided to go ahead and do a show. I don't like canceling shows if I can help it. Shout out to those who might be watching on the Facebook Live on New Pack City. You know, sometimes you can get so involved in projects and things of that nature and trying to make things happen that you forget about not so much health, but just your rest. And sometimes it catches up to even the best of us. So definitely thank you all for the support. Hopefully those who might be getting a chance to tune in will go ahead and participate. We're going to have a shortened show tonight because of the lateness of getting on air this evening. If you are watching, of course, remember you can follow on Facebook, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Facebook, and also Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram. And, of course, download the Spreaker app and download the Spreaker app, follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page, and register for free so that way you can listen to Around the ATL anytime at your convenience. Also, Around the ATL can be heard on iHeartRadio. You can go to iHeartRadio now, go to sports, podcast, type in Around the ATL, you can listen to all the episodes of Around the ATL. It's very exciting. What's going on, Josh? Watching on Facebook Live in New Pack City right now. So, as usual, I'll go ahead and start us off. We usually try to give some shout-outs to some of the Facebook groups that myself and my co-host frequent that celebrate, you know, Atlanta teams in Georgia. So, what's going on, too? Dirty Bird Nation, Falcons Nation, Atlanta Bird Gang. We are the G's, Savage Dogs of UGA, New Pack City, Atlanta Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Atlanta FC Fans, and the Atlanta Dream Facebook pages. Thanks for listening and watching over the past year. Remember, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary a few weeks ago. If you still haven't listened to those shows, please do so. Our special guest was Bob Rathman of the Atlanta Hawks and Steve Holman of the Atlanta Hawks. If you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, definitely a show to not miss. Of course, the show ender topic for tonight, as always, who is your favorite Atlanta Hawk and why? And also, want to make a quick mention, show tonight is brought to you by Savage South Apparel. We have a new brand in town. The owner, Jamal Price, you might know him, especially if you're on the New Pack City page on Facebook. He has rebranded his company. It's no longer called Dirty Culture. It's called Savage South Apparel. So make sure if you want some clothes to highlight what team you are a part of and basically tell the people why, get something from Savage South Apparel. Get you something for the Atlanta Hawks featuring some of our new players. Get something from the Atlanta Braves featuring some of our young players. Get something for the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Dream, Atlanta United, all kind of just different and unique pieces of clothing that you can wear to celebrate your fandom. Also, Falling Star, a movie brought to you by, well, my company, IMTM, featuring the Okan twins, a film that they created last year in their first trip to America. It's going to debut this month. I'm very excited about that. Make sure you're following, again, one of my Instagram pages, IMTM Worldwide, to get more information on that. Also to watch the teaser of the film. I'm very happy about that particular project. Of course, my personal film that I'm shooting right now constantly, it's called Transitions. I actually shot a scene just last week. If you want to look and see what that's all about, visit imtmworldwide.com/transitions. You'll see teasers, behind the scenes photos. I'm going to upload some of those tonight as well. A lot of stuff going on there. So that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, the ESPYs are tonight. I guess I need to go ahead and find out who's winning, who's losing. See if any Atlanta sports figures have won anything as of yet. See, ESPYs. I almost forgot about that, y'all. I want to make sure that, one of the highlights right there says Tracy Morgan roast Knicks and Browns. That's terrible, isn't it? Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and make some announcements. I'll see if I can read some of this. I'm really not feeling the best of the world, y'all, but the show must go on. Shout out to my man, Jordan Jackson, co-host. He won't be also making the show tonight. That's another reason why, at the last minute, I kind of thought, maybe I should go ahead and just cancel this particular show. We can reschedule. But I said, no, let's go ahead and go with it. Best play. Nope. Best game. Nope. Special awards. Nothing so far, guys. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know if we're going to get anything here. Let's see. Best coach. No, this is going kind of slow here, guys. I'm reading this in real time here. Just scrolling down. I might have to use another page because it's sticking so bad. I have to use another page. Whatever this is. Oh, that's why. USA Today. Ain't that messed up. SBs. I'll try to use another page. So, as I search for that, I'll come back over here. Thanks to those who are going to be checking out the show on Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. And again, the number to call in if you're watching or you're listening, 646-652-4479. Tia Monique so far, and Josh on the New Pack City page. Hello, Tia. Be sure to type in a comment question if you want. If you're watching, if you see me, can you see me? If you see me, make sure you go to that link. So that way you can actually hear what I'm saying. And if we do have any callers tonight, since I don't have my co-host tonight, you'll be able to actually hear the show. So make sure you're going to the link there and tuning in live as I get ready to start the intro music for our first segment of tonight. Again, this is going to be an abbreviated show. I'm going to move some stuff around as far as what we were going to do today, schedule-wise. And that's not even what I wanted there. But we're going to make this happen. Like I said, tonight is not the best of nights, but on Around the ATL, we always try to trudge through no matter what. So let's get started. so as promised, we're going to start the show off with Atlanta Hawks talk. Hopefully everybody can hear me. I'm just making sure of that because I'm using some new headphones. I got a new microphone. If anybody is watching, of course, you didn't see this last week. Finally got me some headphones that I liked, and I'm testing this microphone. We're going to see how it works. Hopefully everybody can hear me clear and concisely. Man, I can't even barely see y'all. I'm not feeling good at all. Atlanta, here we go. I got a new ESPYs page, so as soon as I get a chance, we'll talk about that. But for Atlanta Hawks talk tonight, 646-652-4479 is the number. Make sure I don't miss anything. There's Anita. I see Anita in the chat room. What's going on, Anita? Let me say hey to Miss Anita there. Definitely help me out tonight, y'all, since I don't have my co-host tonight. It does mean I'm flying solo. I hadn't done that in a while. When I first started my show and started IMTN Worldwide Radio years ago, had a whole lot of different shows. Most of it is entertainment-based. It was just me, and I got used to being able to carry a show, which is not the easiest thing to do, period. But then when you're not used to doing it, and then you have to do it, that's a lot. And, of course, I wasn't anticipating doing that tonight. Again, I was going to cancel tonight's show, but here I am. So I got to get it together, y'all. But I'm not feeling that great. Earlier, if you saw the promos on some of the pages that I did, I said I was going to talk about accountability for the Atlanta Hawks franchise. And what did I mean by that? I meant that over the last few decades, when you would see a player or hear of a player either being discontent, they're malcontent, things of that nature, and or their production is really just horrible according to what they're making as far as their salaries or just anything along those lines as far as just the Hawks just aren't who they could be maybe, right? There would be nothing to happen about that. You see what I'm saying? There would be nothing. It would just keep going, basically. It would just keep, there's no changes being made. It's okay. People are content. When I say people, I mean the people who can change it, the owners, the general managers, the coaches even, right? These last 4 years should prove to you without a shadow of a doubt, period, point blank, that the Hawks are all about accountability. If you remember this rebuild of the Atlanta Hawks franchise, if you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, please call in 646-652-4479 or at least please comment. If you're an Atlanta Hawks fan and you've noticed over the last 4 years the monumental changes that have started taking place, okay, the reformat of this team, either letting people go, making decisions to say, okay, well, you don't want to be here. Okay, cool. We won't fight for that then. Or making a concerted effort to make sure that that person is gone. Or figuring out, okay, this is not going to be the best fit anymore. And again, that person might be gone, right? But the Hawks finally are accountable to say the way it's going isn't going to create success for this franchise over a long period of time because it's also about longevity. What are the five things I've always said that creates a great team? You have to have an owner that cares about winning. You have to have a general manager that knows what they're doing. You have to have a good to great coach, good to great players, and you have to have health. The Hawks have never had any of those in any capacity over a period of time. You would have a good coach, but you would have an awful general manager. And you wouldn't have good to great players. You'd have some good to great players, but you'd have an owner who didn't care about winning, right? You'd have some good to great players, but then health will always hamper them, right? It would always be one thing or another, right? And you've never seen really a successful franchise not have the multiples of those things I just mentioned. Over a period of time, and then they win a championship. You see what I'm saying? You've seen San Antonio, right? Think about that. For whatever you want to say about Bulls ownership, Bulls have six rings. right, during that period of time, right? Golden State, of course, most recently, right? OKC before everybody started leaving. They were the buzz of the NBA, right? Miami Heat, Pat Riley and them, right? So you have those things to where if those things happen, you probably have some success coming towards you. 646-652-4479. The Hawks have never had those things. But now we do. And over the last few years, you saw it. This person right here, you know what? They ain't really ever going to, this is not really going to work. Oh, wait a minute. You said that you don't want to play with losers, do you? Okay. Oh, you're cool with, you know, wait, you over here? You're never going to get us more than 13-7 anyway? Oh, okay. Right? Now you have a team that's been put together with one goal in mind, winning the NBA Finals, right? And you know that the players are good. As I mentioned earlier, I talked about talent. It's basketball at a certain point. At a certain point, you know when people can actually play basketball. If you've ever played basketball, you're on the court with other people who are playing basketball. It don't take you long to know who can do what and how long they can do it. Doesn't take long, does it? Why does it take so long in the NBA for certain people to figure out this guy can't play? But you're going to still give him $54 million over 4 years, Miles Plumlee? Seriously? Really? Really? We didn't give him that contract, of course, because that's just been crazy, right? But we did give somebody else $19 million a year. Our franchise did that one. Sure did. And again, I was one of the biggest proponents for that particular player. I say he should retire a Hawk. He should come off the bench forever and help us win a whole bunch of rings. Sample size is better than full size. But after last year, I said that particular player is not going to help us advance overall. And management also agreed because that person is no longer here. Right? As far as different fits and things of that nature, sometimes circumstances puts a player in position where maybe they won't fit here. Because whether it be the system or whether it be the players around you, things of that nature, it just isn't conducive anymore. And I think that's how I feel in regards to, you know, Prince not being here anymore. I felt still that he could really thrive here and be a great player here, but with the players that we were getting, it kind of made him odd man out to an extent. Brooklyn, he ain't going to be an odd man out. He's going to get all the touches he can handle there, I believe. You know? But we've had a lot of, you know, things change, right? So what do you think was a moment in your eyes that you could see Atlanta being accountable? I'm gonna tell you mine, and you can give me an idea of what you think. 646-652-4479. There's been plenty over the last few years, but the most recent one, the most glaring one that if you didn't believe it at that time, you had to believe it after the fact, and that was this episode with Omari Spellman. As I glance over here at this ESPYs page again. Best MMA fighter, best boxer, college athlete, and of course that was Zion. Best comeback, St. Louis Blues. Best female athlete, they hadn't gotten through all of them. Christian Yelich, best MLB player, get out of here. MLS player, wow. Best bowler, no, I better stop. Serena, of course. Ovechkin in the shell, Lionel Messi. Well, damn, I don't see best breakthrough out. Saquon? What? Well, I'm just disappointed in all this stuff here, y'all. I know, got no Atlanta Representation in here? Guess not. Oh well. It's gonna shaft us down again, right? A few weeks ago, Amari Spellman Anita saying, "Hey, I'm excited about the future. I love the direction that we're going." Thank you, Anita. Appreciate that. Just say that. All right, so Amari Spellman and his keyboard. Yeah, I'm having some tech difficulties, too. I've been dealing with this keyboard for a minute now. 646-652-4479. Amari Spellman last year was drafted. He was part of the three big draftees of 2018, along with Trey and Kevin Herter. And Amari had just played very, 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 very well with Villanova, and that's one of the reasons he stood out, things of that nature. But he did have the whole, well, I had to lose 50 pounds to be prepared to play and da-da-da-da. NBA season goes along, and, you know, everybody keeps on saying, you know what, Amari could stand to lose a few pounds or – you know, you don't look like he's all in shape. And then the injuries started coming. Then he's out of rotation in the whole nine yards, right? Summer League, you're getting a chance to play Summer League as a second-tier player, second-year player, I should say. Gives you the opportunity to, one, get out there on the court among other people for the first time for the year. But it's also a proving ground. It's almost like a rite of passage, how they have it set up. Just like John Collins last year, he was a rookie, and then he comes into the second year. I'm no longer a rookie. I know what I'm doing, right? And John Collins and Trey Young, you knew what was going to happen this season because of what they did in preseason, in summer league. Now, of course, we didn't know all of a sudden he was not going. We were ever going to see him again, Borelai. That was just disturbing, right? It's like, hey, where John at? What happened? And we had his mom on last year. Definitely got to listen to that show. Shout out to Miss Larissa Collins, mother of John Collins. And we had her on the show last year. It's like, man, what is it like, you know, what he did in summer league, and then he hadn't been able to play up till now, you know, the disappointment of that and everything. So she talked about that. But John Collins put on the show. That's what was supposed to happen with Amari, because we know Amari Spellman has all the intangibles to be a really good player, right? He can rebound, he can get up, he can get a shot, he can block shots, and he can shoot. That's what you want, right? In the new NBA. But the one thing that was continuing to creep up was his health. Is he as healthy as he could be? The other night, the Hawks were playing, and they had Coach Lloyd Pierce on, the guys who were doing the games for ESPN that night. And one of the commentators was just like, you know what, I'm going to just come out and say it. Are you disappointed? I ain't trying to come at you. I think he said something along those lines. I ain't trying to come at you. But are you disappointed that Amari Spellman is out here out of shape? He's out of shape in summer league when you get paid to do nothing but concentrate on your craft. Get paid millions of dollars to do nothing but play a game and stay in shape to play that game. And you come here to summer league out of shape, and it's obvious. And then you're playing bad on top of all that, right? Coach Pierce gave the most inoperable, non-questioning, answering, political that you could ever have from a head coach on national TV. And his facial expression and demeanor showed all you needed to see. And I was just like, man, we about to see Amari Stoudemire out here real quick, ain't we? But something had to happen. You just saw that something was going to probably happen. And it wasn't going to be long. See, in other years, this would have been one of those things. Yeah, they would have given the same answer, and then nothing would happen until doggone trade deadline, All-Star break, and crap. No, just like it didn't take long after the draft. All of a sudden, Bayes' contract was gone, and people were like, oh, well, ain't no way you can get rid of Miles. Miles' contract was gone. Gone, right? This player is not productive. This player is making too much. This player can't be here no more. Omari Spielman, for the draft pick that he was, the expectations that he had, there is no way for him to come to another season, and him being in shape is a question. There's just no way that could be legitimized at that point. And sure enough, not long after, Omari Spielman was no longer a Hawk. He was traded, and we filled a need at the same time because we know we needed a third big. So what did we do? Traded him to Golden State Warriors for Mr. Damian. And now we have another center to go along with Alex Lynn and Bruno Fernando. 646-652-4479. Real quick, Anita says, yes, coach said that he asked the team to come back in better shape and to be prepared to go. Omari wasn't ready. It was evident. It was obvious. There was no getting around it. Like that whole commentary, that particular game, all they talked about every time Omari was near the ball was, man, he could just, why couldn't, why, you know, he just has, you know, he. Because you got all these other guys out there playing for their natural lives, right? And he didn't even think that that was a, it wasn't that important, apparently. He had other things going on, apparently. And you can't be frivolous with this one, y'all. I'm bringing this up for a reason. Eventually, that junk, whatever you are doing that is not supposedly more important than your NBA career, that junk catches up to you eventually. Because they're all going to say, okay, well, what else is he doing other than being in the gym? What else is he doing without, instead of putting up the shots to help him be more proficient or to get him to look at more film or get some more coaches out there to do some drills? What's stopping him from doing it? Hitting a golf ball? What? Really? See, eventually the premise, you see what I'm saying? It overlaps. There's nothing wrong with doing other things on the side. It's expected. You're making all this money. You got all the time in the world, literally. But at a certain point, if everything they see is prolific along one side to where they look at it from the angle of he should be better, he could be better, but maybe he likes doing this more. Right? Accountability. If you don't got the ability to be accountable for yourself, somebody's going to be accountable for you. And that's what happened with Omari Spielman. And the move shows that the Hawks know it. And the Hawks ain't playing around. The Hawks are dead serious about being the new franchise, a great franchise, a winning franchise. And that's what we got to be able to appreciate as Hawks fans. You see what I'm saying? Even though nobody wants to speak to ESPY. Sorry, Jokers. I'm going to hit refresh real quick. Just to make sure I ain't missed nothing here. I don't think I did. That's all right. So it don't look like we want to ESPY. So I'm going to close this out because it's slowing up my computer for whatever reason. And I'm going to close this out too. So here's the other part of this, of course. Now, us being accountable and going forward, people are looking at our draft and looking at our needs analysis now and the home growth of stars here in Atlanta. Al Horford had that opportunity. He didn't ever really want to do more than 13-7. He could have, and we know he could have because we've seen him do it. We've seen Al get 25, 28 in a game, haven't we? We've seen Al get 12, 13 rebounds in a game, haven't we? We've seen Al Horford get 5 blocks in a game. But have you ever seen him do it for like a month straight? A year straight, 2 years straight, 3 years straight, even though he had all the skills and abilities before the pec tear, after the tear, have you ever? No, And for Al to be raised on this pedestal again, it makes me mad. Making him look like he's Karl Malone or Charles Barkley or Tim Duncan or anybody like that that actually has the numbers and the history to show that they're one of the best. I don't get it. Because one, what did he do for those 2 years in Boston? Did he elevate them to a championship? No, they really could have used him to do it. They really could have, but they didn't, did they? No. And again, y'all, thanks for participating tonight. All those who are supporting, listening on whatever avenue or platform you are today, it's not going to be my best day, but I'm trying to push through. Al Horford didn't do it. Jeff Teague could have been one of the best point guards in the NBA. Could have. You see what I'm saying? But for whatever was holding him back, it held him back enough to where he was never going to get more than 13-5, 14-6, somewhere in there, and barely the six, right? He had all the attributes. He could get to the hole anytime he wanted. He was the quickest guard in the NBA. He could play defense. He could shoot a shot. He could do all of that. But we only got Teague time half the time. I'm going to keep repeating that part. Because to be a superstar, you got to be able to excel not more than just every now and again. You got to do it all the time to be a superstar. You got to put up the numbers every night. You got to be in the game every night. You got to be the reason your team wins or loses pretty much all the time. That's called also accountability, right? You don't get the big money. You're going to make $47 million a year? Hey, I need you to win some games by yourself, guy. You see what I'm saying? And that's what some of these guys have been able to do, right? You give them the ball, they're going to go win you a game. They're going to be the main reason. The highlights are going to show, hey, this player right here took the shot, missed or made the shot, right? Accountability, y'all. And that's where the Atlanta Hawks are trending. Trae Young by himself can win games. John Collins by himself can win some games. Kevin Huerter, he's open. Who else would you want on the team? Last 3 seconds. Besides Trae Young, let's say Trae Young is getting quadruple teamed and he kicks the ball out. Wouldn't you rather have Kevin Huerter with the ball at the 3-point line? I do, and they've run plays for him too to prove it in his rookie season. They ran a play for John Collins in his second season, of course. He hit that shot. We got some clutch players on our team, y'all. And, of course, Trae Young with his game winners and or tied for the top of the league with getting your team up in the last 20 seconds of a game, hitting a shot that puts your team ahead. One of those guys is Paul George with 4. One of those guys is Kawhi Leonard with 4. Who's the other guy? Trae Young with 4 in his rookie season. Trae Young went 19-8 in his rookie season with a whole bunch of injuries and people missing shots on him. He was trying to get 15 assists every night, y'all, and sometimes he did, right? We have a team, y'all, that is poised to win a championship sooner than later. It's going to be much sooner than you think, too. Oh, well, yeah, 4 or 5 years down the road, Chris. Yeah, slow your roll, Chris. No, I'm not going to slow my roll. I'll be a Hawks fan. Get out of here with all that. Being tepid. See, that's what's the matter with a lot of those who call themselves Hawks fans. They ain't really Hawks fans until it's safe to be a Hawks fan. I talked about this a little bit earlier today. You're hiding your hats. You're hiding your jerseys. There's some of y'all who go to Hawks games with your jersey on, but you got a shirt over it, and then you eventually, oh, well, it's kind of hot, so I'm going to take my shirt off and show my jersey now. The Hawks are winning at the moment. Oh, well, the Hawks ain't winning right now. Let me put my shirt back on. What? Get out of here. That don't make no sense. That's embarrassing, really. That's what other people do. That shouldn't be y'all. You see what I'm saying? At a certain point, you got to be able to, I'm a Hawks fan. I don't care what you're talking about. Chicago Bulls fan, Michael Jordan fan, right? Bird fan, Zeke Thomas fan. It shouldn't matter. But for some of it, for some of y'all, unfortunately, it does. You don't want to talk Hawks at the water cooler. You don't want to talk it in school, your elementary school, your junior high school, college, on the basketball court, at the YMCA. You don't want to mention that your team is the Hawks. Everybody else is talking about their players and everything. And you could talk about Dominique and Kevin Willis, but you don't want to do it. You could talk about Joe Johnson and Al Horford and Josh Smith, but you don't want to do it. You could talk about Paul Millsap and Jeff Teague and them. You don't want to do it. Kyle Korver, you don't want to do it. You could talk about Trae Young and John Collins and Kevin Huerter and now DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. You still won't do it. You don't want to go to the games because you want to keep making excuses. Oh, well, Atlanta is a transient city. There's too much stuff to do in Atlanta to go to a game, a Hawks game. Hawks are trash anyway. I ain't watched the Hawks since they traded Dominique. I stopped watching basketball then. You sorry, son of a. Right? The draft party, which, first of all, the fact that even Atlanta has draft parties now that you have to fit in the stadium now is an amazing thing in itself, right? It wasn't happening before. I'm pretty sure there wasn't a draft party when Adam Keefe got drafted 10th in the NBA. Anyway, that's all another story. I'm not going to go back on that road tonight. But I saw about 10,000 people in State Farm Arena on a Thursday night in downtown Atlanta. Girls dressed up like they going to the club. Guys looking sharp, families with their kids, eating food. They had to buy that food. That food wasn't free. Again, shout out to Chauncey King of New Pack City. He went and had a whole episode when he saw that those wings were like $30. I'm exaggerating, of course, but he was like, man, is this some drums and some flaps for $30? What in the world? But people were eating. They were grubbing, walking around, sitting in other people's seats, pretending that they were season ticket holders. It was an awesome experience. And then the crowd reactions. You get DeAndre Hunter, and then you don't, then you see the Wizards be crazy again. And then you get Cam Reddish, which apparently everybody wanted because the whole crowd just started doing the wave and jumping up and down and hallelujah and all this kind of stuff. It was loud in there on a non-game night. But no, Atlanta don't got no fans, though. 646-652-4479. So as I talk Hawks, I've been talking Hawks this last few minutes now. Make sure I ain't missing nothing over here. All right, so I see some people. Hey, what's going on, everybody watching on Facebook Live, New Pack City? What's going on? Join in. 646-652-4479 is the number. Make sure you click the link. If you're not also following the pages on Facebook, go to IMTN Worldwide Radio on Facebook, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram, and you can download the Spreaker app, follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page. You can listen to all the shows, and also you can listen on iHeartRadio. Later tonight, the next episode will be uploaded. You can listen to it live on iHeartRadio. Just go to podcast, go to sports, type in around the ATL. We're on iHeartRadio as well. Big deal. Very special. I'm happy about that. So what's going to happen this season, y'all? I might as well just make this a whole Hawk show. I don't even care about the other sports tonight. Sorry. And so especially since we didn't win the ESPY, I might just talk straight Hawks all the way through. Again, this is going to be a different show. I'm pushing through. I'm not feeling good. Literally, I opened my eyes. And I saw what time it was. I was like, what in the world? Ain't I supposed to be doing a radio show tonight? Oh, man, that's how not good I'm feeling right now, y'all. But I'm on the air all the same around the ATL every Wednesday night at 10:30-ish. No, 10 o'clock to midnight every Wednesday. We'll be back on it next week. Shout out to co-host Jordan Jackson. He was not able to make it tonight. After he let me know what was going on, I said, hey, don't worry about it. Health is better. We'll do it next week. So. And almost at that point, I was like, man, you know what? In that case, I want to go ahead and cancel, but I don't want to miss a show. So we're talking Hawks all night. So, again, this is a perfect night. If you want to talk some Hawks, this is a great night to call in, help me out, participate. I mean, you can put the number up here again, 652, make sure it's the right one, to call in two. Man, this keyboard is killing me, y'all. I don't even know, it's a brand new computer. Something about the keys, there's a setting on there and it just won't work. I have to do it almost every day. And I can't take the time to take it for someone to simply fix it and pay $3 million at Geek Squad to do it. I've adjusted it and it works, but it doesn't work. I type at 70 words a minute. And for how it's going right now, I can't get no work done. So I'm really getting pissed off about it now, actually. Y'all like my new microphone? Like I said, I'm testing it out. Hopefully everybody can hear me nice and clear and clean and crisp. Crisp. I need to start talking like Stewie from Family Guy. Whip. Cool whip. Why are you saying it like that? Saying it like what? It's one of my favorite episodes on Family Guy. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. I'm not feeling good. All right, so what are we going to do this season? How many wins? Are we making the playoffs? Are we winning the championship now? I've already, you know, made the prediction we're going to win 600 games this year. I've already, you know, pretty much put that out there. The Atlanta Hawks have a completely new team full of draft picks. We got a whole bunch of starters who are drafted players, y'all. That's the other thing about this, as far as accountability. To really build your team from within goes a long way. Some of the best teams of all time, some of them, have been built from within. You get your players and you go with them all the way through until they retire. It's really cool to see that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen often anymore, though. It's hard to do. Again, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of sacrifice. You see what I'm saying? But when you are strong enough to do it, just like Thanos, I'm the only one who can understand. I'm the only one who has the will to act. Snap the fingers. Bye, Omari. Snap the fingers. Bye, Miles. You see what I'm saying? Snap the fingers. You see what I'm saying? You got to have the will to act to make things better. Now, no, we don't want to destroy the planet or anything like that, but it is a business, and it is about getting the team better. That's the whole point. And everybody knows it. It just sometimes hurts when it actually does happen. And sometimes it don't have nothing to do with you as a player. Sometimes it is to simply fit in circumstances. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's those things where, okay, well, injuries keeps you off the court, and then other people do shine. And now it's a matter of, okay, well, now you have multiple people who look like they actually be productive. Which way do you go? You see what I'm saying? So it can happen, you know. All good things come to it, though. And that's the one thing to enjoy about this coming season, because we're going to get to see some very young players get their chance to elevate themselves over a period of time. And we've never really gotten to see that. I mean, most of us are old enough to see Dominique, right? But the rest of everybody, mostly, they've never seen Dominique play or anything like that. They barely are in the 2000s. Remember, the 2000s is 19 years ago. So you got a lot of people who are just now really getting into their Atlanta, you know, fandom, really. They only really know about certain periods of time. They don't know about 1999 season. They don't have no concept of what we watch. You see what I'm saying? Some people only know the 60-win team going forward, and that's all they know as far as Hawks basketball. And I know that's what some of it is when it comes to, like, certain things being said, certain statements, certain comparisons, things of that nature, and I take that for what it is, but they don't mean it's right, though. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I do what I do when I'm on social media and I talk the way that I talk. Because I like to talk with facts and stats, of course, but my opinions are based off of facts. Most of my opinions are not even opinions. It's actually facts. Some people just don't want to hear them. Truth hurts for some people, right? It is what it is. The Atlanta Hawks have not been as bad as some people want to make them out to be. Perception is not reality when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks franchise. There are a lot of other teams that have been much worse than the Atlanta Hawks in the last 20 years. All you got to do is look it up. All you got to do is look it up. It's not hard. All you got to do is look at the records. The records speak for themselves. Playoff appearances speak for themselves. Being competitive from one season to another speaks for itself, right? There's some teams that wish they were the Atlanta Hawks, especially now. Because some teams have put themselves in a position where they're not going to win for another decade or so. It's impossible for them to win because of who they got on their teams. It's impossible. That's not going to be the Hawks, though. Just because Trae Young is on our team, it's going to be impossible. You see what I'm saying? So what do you think is going to happen this year, y'all? What's going to be that final record? Are we going to get to the playoffs? If we get to the playoffs, can we win a playoff series? Give me a ring. I'm going to take a little bit of a break because, as I said, I am pushing through. But I need to get myself together a little bit here so I feel myself fading again. 646-652-4479 is the number. As I come back, I'm going to continue to talk about Hawks. We can talk about the Amari trade. We can talk about Summer League. But y'all call in or send me some comments. Again, shout out to those listening on Blog Talk Radio and in the chat room. Shout out to those who are watching on Facebook Live and the New Pack City page. Appreciate y'all. Remember, you can listen on iHeartRadio and Spreaker if you miss the show live. But in the meantime, I'll take a little bit of a break. I'm going to play a new artist, C. Ross, and his song is called Under Construction. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. And this is Around the ATL. Be right back.
Construction. You play to win the game. Hello?
This is Around the ATL. Go ahead, caller. Tell us where you're calling from. Well, that might not be the reason either. Are you there?
Chris.
There you go. Oh, wow.
What's
going on? So I might have been dead. Oh, wow. That's terrible. So people didn't even get to hear all that. See, that's how bad I'm feeling right now. Oh, well. Well, there'll be better shows ahead, folks. It looks like I was talking dead for at least 2.5 minutes there. I'll repeat it later. What's going on, Jordan, everybody? We got a co-host, Jordan Jackson, on the line, live and in living color. How you doing, sir?
Oh, man. Very tired. Have been basically on a trip across the United States. Shout out to my guy, John Weaver. Took him out to Las Vegas to go live with his family for a while out there. And his brother and I took turns driving out there, but I've been driving back on my way, driving solo on my way back. And, man, you know, it's one of those situations where the body just shuts down on you and you have to answer the call of sleep. So, you know,
yeah.
My apologies, sir.
No apologies needed. Like I said, the show didn't even start till 10:34 tonight. So, like I said, tonight was I've just been doing Hawks, going back and forth with New Pack City on Facebook and Anita on the chat line, keeping me going. And I'll just say, you know, I'll X out the rest of the sports tonight. We'll just talk Hawks until I decide to maybe just end the show early. But we got about 20 minutes left. Basically, I was talking about accountability for this particular franchise. Jordan, over the years, this last 4 years of this rebuild, seeing all the signs to say, you know what, enough is enough. The direction we're going is not a direction after all. And what they've been doing moves-wise since then has proven that. But lately, the biggest way to show that was the Omari Spellman trade in regards to, and as Anita brings out on the chat room, saying how Coach Pierce has said, you know what, I want the team to come back in better shape. And then we're watching ESPN, and the commentator point blank asked Coach Pierce, are you disappointed that Omari Spellman is in summer league out of shape? And I told everybody, it's like, when you saw his demeanor change and the non-political political answer that he gave, to show really his displeasure. He didn't answer the question, by the way, still. And you can see the commentary to be like, man, he didn't even answer the question. But they just had to keep going.
Right.
You knew something had to happen. And for some people, it's like, oh, ain't going to nothing happen until the trade deadline, all-star break of next year, ain't nothing going to happen. No, he was traded 24 hours after that. And that's how you know this team
right.
is accountable, because that was not acceptable. What do you think about that, Jordan?
I was thinking about this, actually, on my ride. And it goes to me, it goes back to something Bob Rathbun talked about. And he mentioned that Travis Schlenk and this Atlanta Hawks organization is not only trying to put together a team of talented guys, but also guys who make winning a priority. And obviously, you know, Amari Spellman was asked in this offseason condition program to lose some weight and come back in better shape. And when, you know, it didn't happen, you hear a lot of stuff from people on social media, but, you know, which, you know, sometimes it's hard to know what to believe. But I do believe that we have some fans out there that do tell the truth. And I want to give a shout out to Joshua G., from New Pack City. He mentioned that he's even seen Amari Spellman out at fast food restaurants, you know what I mean, in the drive-thru and whatnot, ordering Taco Bell or whatever it was. I can't remember the exact restaurant, you know what I mean? And so, obviously, when we get to Summer League and we see Amari Spellman, that should not have been a question, because the question that was being asked was, is this guy bigger than he was last year? Like, that should not have even been a question. There should have been a noticeable change in his physique, you know what I mean? Even if it wasn't huge, it definitely shouldn't have been a question of, is he bigger? And so when that happened, you know, I was disappointed, because we had talked about him on the show that he has a good skill set, big man that can block shots, that can rebound, that can make a three-pointer. But when I saw that he hadn't showed any noticeable improvement with his physique, and obviously, like you said, with what happened with Coach Pierce and just Travis Schlenk himself, they were just as disappointed as well, Chris. And so with him coming back out of shape, he showed that he was not dedicated enough to winning, like Bob Rathbun talked about. And so they went ahead and moved on very quickly. And to me, that's impressive, sir, because it shows that, you know, like you said, there is a different standard. We're not going to play this if you're not with the program that we're implementing, then you got to go.
Yeah. And he kind of mentioned it on his post, you know, and him leaving and everything and how disappointed he is. But see, that's that point of, well, if you didn't want to be disappointed, you need to do what you need to do. If you wanted to be here with this group, you should have did
right.
what you're supposed to do. And that's just being simple about it. Amongst the fact that he's making money, getting paid to play a game, you don't got nothing to do but be in the gym. You have people
right.
that can help you with that. You got trainers and coaches and chefs and all this kind of stuff. But no, you got to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It was Taco Bell, by the way. It was Taco Bell. It was the Taco Bell. Nothing wrong with Taco Bell, except when you don't need to be seen nowhere near a Taco Bell when you're supposed to be getting in pristine shape. You want to do a cheat meal like the Rock be doing with those big old chocolate chip gargantuan cookies and everything like that? You know, for him to do that, you know what he's doing? He's in the other 6 days in that gym of his, sweating to death, right?
Right.
All the muscles, all the pain right. and the sweat and the tears, you know, Hulkamania and all that kind of good stuff, right? Because, you know, he's WWE superstar, right? But, you know, chains around his neck, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then he guts, you know, gluttonous in his one cheat meal. Amari Spellman was cheating all the time, y'all. And it was obvious.
Right.
And then he was out there playing bad, too. That didn't help the cause. You can't be out of shape and then
playing
bad.
He played a little bit better in the second game.
But it wasn't.
Right.
Enough. It wasn't enough.
First game was horrible, though.
It was so blatant. It was just like it was a spotlight. And see, and that's the other part of it is it's a privilege to be able to play your summer league season, the second year of you being a pro, because you do get a chance to really highlight how much better you are than all these other guys out here, that you've paid your dues now and here you are. You see what I'm saying? And to get that opportunity and then blow it. It was not necessary. And
it is a privilege to a degree, but at the same time, the fact that a guy doesn't has to even play summer league the second year shows you that the first year didn't go ideal. Because typically when a guy makes all rookie team, they don't really play summer league their second year. Just like Trey Young's not playing, and just like Kevin Herter's not playing. You know what I mean? So to me, it's almost a badge of honor not to be playing that second year because you've already proven, okay, you're a starter. No reason for us to even risk you in summer league your second year.
I don't know, because John Collins, right. John Collins had a great time out there last year. I don't know about that. But.
Yeah, he did. I think that was done on purpose, though, as a chemistry thing with Trey Young. When you had such a big-time draft pick coming in that was going to be the point guard of the team, I think that's why John Collins wanted to get in there. And you notice the Hawks didn't mess around with him long. They went ahead and shut him down after a few games. But you're right. In a situation like that, that's what Amari Spellman should have been shooting for, to play so well that the Hawks shut him down after a few games. Unfortunately, yeah. That didn't happen.
Yeah. 646-652-4479. Not too late to skip in a call or two. As far as Hawks go, again, it was basically going to be a Hawks night because, again, I am not up to par right now. Like I said, I was all of a sudden my eyes open, Jordan, and I'm laying and I'm like, what is this sound? And I hear a video on YouTube playing. I don't even know what it was. And I look at the computer and I look at my phone. I look at the computer. I was like, damn, I'm supposed to be on the air right now. And then I thought about it. I was like, okay, man, let me just do a cancellation post real quick and go back to sleep. And I said, no, now that I'm up, I feel obligated. Let me go ahead and get on the show and see what I can piece together. And I don't even know how this is going to sound. I technically shouldn't even save this show, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it in there and say, you know what, we are dedicated on Around the ATL to get on the air one way or the other. So appreciate everybody who's listening, again, watching on Facebook Live on New Pack City and also on Blog Talk Radio. And shout out to Anita, Josh, and also I believe it's Tia, who've been watching so far. I think there's some others, but I can't see them right now. Go ahead, George.
I was just going to say, now, we've been talking a lot about Amari Spellman. I guess we also need to be talking about the guy that's coming over in the trade, Damian Jones.
Young big man,
was with the Golden State Warriors the past three seasons. After being the last pick in the first round of the 2016 draft, 7 feet tall, 245 pounds, not a shooter at the center position, which means I think, you know, you won't see him and John Collins play together a whole lot, but he'll be a nice, you know, role man in the pick and roll with the second unit, a guy that provides, some finishing at the rim, running the floor, some shot blocking. And matter of fact, I was trying to take a look here at the numbers. Okay, because, like, for example, if you look at a per 36 minutes, he averages over 2 blocks per game. You know, just basically giving you an idea of what he's capable of if he possibly played more minutes. So I like that. Gives us a different style center, as well as a second-round draft pick for Amari Spellman. Also, I also wanted to know what your thoughts were, and I'm sure you probably already spoke on it, about Jabari Parker coming over here. I thought that was a very interesting signing.
We haven't even gotten into that. Again, this was going to be a different show. I had completely forgot about that, truthfully told. I got time, though.
Right. Just was saying all this stuff as I'm on the road, and I thought that was very interesting, you know, because I've often talked about trying to take failed first-round picks and get them on, you know, decent value and use your developmental staff to see if you can, like, maybe extract their potential. So what are your thoughts on that, sir?
646-652-4479. Now, initially when I saw the Jabari Parker news, I was very upset. I was tiki torch ready. Because for me, now everybody knows, I was never a Jabari Parker fan from the get-go when he was drafted, okay? Number two in the drafts and all that kind of job. So when we got him, it was a matter of I didn't see the whole context. I was at work. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Is the world ending? I don't know what's going on. And I didn't know about Amari Spellman yet. Because for me, I was like, are you really trying to tell me y'all think that Parker is better than Vince Carter right now? I don't think so. So as far as replacement, I wasn't really going to be cool with that necessarily. But also because he hadn't really played a whole heck of a lot. He's only played like over 60 games twice in his career so far. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So for me,
very
it was that
very
part of it. Yeah, and then it was a matter of, okay, well, when he isn't hurt and he is healthy, is he really like the value of a number two pick as far as his play on the floor? But then when I did see that it was, okay, Omari ain't here no more, and that's why, I said, okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense. And then I said, okay, well, here it goes then. So if we're talking about rolling the dice and rolling the dice in the Hawks' favor per who's on our staff, yeah, maybe. And if we can get a lot out of him, because he's not replacing anybody in our starting lineup, obviously, right? And we got him coming off the bench. Of course, that makes us deeper by far than a lot of other teams in the East by far. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about, again, as we're talking about that word contenders, we're getting closer and closer and closer to actually being able to say that legitimately and not even laugh about it. Like some people want to laugh about it. I'm not laughing, though. Because I say we're going to get to the playoffs this year. We're going to win a first-round series anyway. But now I'm like, well, shoot, we might be able to scratch a second-round series. Because now you're talking about a whole bunch of players who could just straight-up play. Damian Jones, he ain't going to be shooting no threes, folks. You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be rolling to the basket and blocking shots. That's what we need. Bruno ain't going to be shooting that many threes either. You know what he could do? Block shots and get the board, too. You know what I'm saying? From Angola, right? So, again, and then Alex Lynn's going to be doing his thing as well. He's going to block some more shots, too. Remember one of the reasons why we kept giving up 150 billion points a game? Because we had a layup line. That layup line is going to be a race, y'all. You see what I'm saying? That's what makes this exciting. And so you're talking about bringing in someone also who can, when healthy, put some points on the board. So those lulls that we used to have in the middle where Trey is taking a breather and Collins might be taking a breather, all of a sudden, you don't have that. We don't know what Hunter is going to do just yet offensively. We don't know what Cam's going to do just yet. We haven't really seen it. We know what they've done in college, but it's the NBA. We got to see if it translates. But we're talking about, we know what, at least we have an idea, when healthy, what Jabari Parker could do. So it is an asset. And like you said, you know, with our staff, let's see what we, you know, turn around and make it into. It's going to be interesting. But like you said, for me, that first time, like I said on the way home on video, I said that first time he even looks at his ankle, first time he ever even thinks about putting his hand on his back, I ain't going to be having it. I'm just trying to tell you.
I mean, you know, like I said, it may happen, Chris, but the thing is, you got to look at the fact he is a guy that has averaged 20 points a game in his league for a season. So, you know, that in itself is not something everybody could do. So that's more offensive punch. Got the defensive guy in Damian Jones. And so, you know, like you said, it just really makes us a deeper ball club. But then when you look at it, the contract is only 2 years. We've already talked about, you know, and even with there's really a player option on that second year. But even if he does opt in, we know that free agency in 2020 is not great anyway. So it still falls in line with what we talked about before on the show of having that money in 2021 to really make a splash in a very good free agency. You know, I really don't think it hurts much because, you know, it's not like it's a long-term commitment, 2 years at the most. I think we do have the depth. Now, I am still concerned to a slight degree. I do think Trae Young is special. John Collins is special. So we should be a playoff team. I am concerned, like, if Vince is not brought back, though, what are we missing from a locker room, you know, leadership standpoint? Because I do think that's important for a team full of young guys, even though, like I said, I do think Trey is special, and I think we can make the playoffs anyway, even without it. And plus we have guys like, you know, Evan Turner, like an Allen Crabbe that are going to have to step up and be veteran leaders as well. But what do you think about that aspect of it, Chris, as far as a veteran leadership with Vince, you know, brought back versus him not coming back?
Well, I mean, and that was one of my biggest points is like, you know, if we're able to fill in all the needs or deficiencies from a year ago and still bring Vince back, it's the win of the generation for us as far as a team because of what Vince brought to the table. The players themselves saying how much Vince helped them in their first season or their second seasons or their third season, respectively, from saying, okay, well, I looked up to this guy. This is one of my favorite players, and I'm on his team now. That meant something to them. And then him being, as you know, his age, and being able to actually still play. Vince can still get you 20 points in a game, double the age of all these cats that he has on his team with him. And so that right there
and
shows
throw it,
the dedication
and, throw it down.
And still windmill dunking the whole nine yards on people. So just that right there, the respect level that they have, I think would definitely be missing link if we don't have him. But at the same time, I feel that he might have done enough to where the younger cats can step up and say, okay, like John Collins, okay, I'm going to be a leader on this team. I'm one of the leaders anyway by default, but I'm definitely going to step my game up as far as that part, you know, as far as everybody goes. But it just would help because, again, the rest of the guys are really not, like, in that age range to be, like, mentorship or anything like that. So I do think that it would be valuable or invaluable. I just want to see him help this team get to the playoffs. I want to see him in the playoffs again one more time. And I would love to see that. I would hate for him to go to the Knicks. and that's his farewell tour. That just wouldn't even make sense. If he's going to be here, he needs to go to Toronto. If he's going to go anywhere
right.
for a farewell tour,
especially
he needs to go to Toronto.
With them losing Kawhi, I could really see them trying to make up, you know, as far as with the fans. But, okay, Kawhi's gone. We know we're not going to be contenders this year, but we'll at least bring Vince back and let him play his last year here. The other place I've heard quite a bit about is Miami, you know, with Jimmy Butler not coming over there. You know, that's just a good place to retire. If you're going to retire, you know, get an early start by being in Miami is never a bad thing just from a lifestyle perspective. Even though I don't know if they'll be a playoff team or not. They'll be in the mix. But, yeah, you're right. It needs to be here or Toronto, sir. And I'd like for it to be here because, like you said, there's no substitute for experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And while Trey and John are special and they're still going to learn things, Vince has already been there. And not only does he know about it from, you know, an experience standpoint with on the court, also, everything that comes with being a star off the court, he's had to deal with that as well. It can impart some, you know, wisdom and knowledge and maybe help keep people on the right track and not fall for some of the stuff that, you know, is out there available to those guys that can derail you. And so for that reason, I'd love for him to be here, certainly.
Yeah. But we're going to hopefully find out soon. I don't know if he's going to wait until preseason starts to make a decision. I would hope not. Be able to be with the team and everything, but hopefully he'll make that decision soon. So in the last few minutes of this show, once again, I want to appreciate everybody who kind of hung in there. There's probably a lot of people who at 10 o'clock was expecting to hear the intro music, and it didn't quite happen as I planned it tonight, but I still say I want to go ahead and get a show in. Please do the following, guys. iHeartRadio. If you're a subscriber to iHeartRadio now, Around the ATL is on iHeartRadio, and the show sounds great there. So make sure you follow the iHeartRadio page, go to Sports Podcast, and Around the ATL is there. Download the Spreaker app and follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page. Register for free to do that. And then click on shows, and you see Around the ATL. You can download, or you could just play whichever episode you wish. If you still haven't listen to the Bob Rathman and Steve Holman anniversary shows for Around the ATL, please do that. Follow on Instagram and Facebook under IMTM Worldwide Radio. Twitter is IMTM Radio. Please give a shout-out to the Ocon Twins. Their movie Falling Star debuts this month. Teaser will be posted again tonight to remind you of that. And, of course, My Movie Transitions is almost finished. We have maybe three or four more scenes to shoot. I shot a scene last Sunday, actually. So make sure you go to my website, imtmworldwide.com/transitions. You'll see more behind-the-scenes pictures soon. I'll upload those tonight. I'm very excited about that project. But Around the ATL, we'll catch up with everybody next week as far as all of our sports, Braves, Atlanta United, Atlanta Dream. We're going to talk some UGA. Atlanta Braves, you know, we had the All-Star break, so it kind of was apropos that we didn't really talk Braves because they weren't playing tonight anyway. Jordan, catch people up with where you can find some of your articles. You've been writing a lot and been getting a lot of hits lately, and also social media before we close out tonight.
Yes, sir. Definitely appreciate everybody who's been checking out the work. ATLAllDay.com. We're on ATL All Day Facebook page, at ATL Beat Blog on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jordan23ATL. And I have some stuff that will come out here now that I'm almost home and off the road on the latest moves as well, you know, some thoughts and some numbers and everything else behind that. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging in there with us on a non-typical Around the ATL. We'll definitely be back to our normal time, normal professional schedule next week. As you know, things just happen every now and then, and we certainly appreciate your patience and your support. And last but not least, I want to thank God for giving me this breath that I breathe to talk about these Atlanta and these Georgia sports that I love.
And that being said, that's going to close out tonight, y'all. And we'll be again, like Georgia said, definitely things happen. So, but we still managed to get a little bit of a show together. Appreciate y'all, and we'll be back next Wednesday night, 10 p.m., and hopefully we might have an announcement or two about some special guests. So what a cliffhanger that was, wasn't it? Anyway, y'all take care. This is IMTN Worldwide Radio on Around the ATL. Y'all take care. Peace.